Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Thursday, the 30th day, ladies and gentlemen, of August 2012, and we are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Coming up here on the broadcast today, Larry Grafwald, who's been on with us before. He was one of the infiltrators of the Weather Underground, where they openly talked about how once they took over America, they were going to put conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists in slave labor camps and then kill half of us. They estimated 25 million. And now since it's in official Army documents that we'll go back over today, and I'll give you the code numbers on those so you can look them up, that they have re-education camps being prepared, I think we should talk about this criminal operation. Also, Derek Broz is with Houston Free Thinkers. And helped fight the TSA takeover in Houston successfully. He's been in Tampa and has witnessed the TSA groping, the carnage, all of it. DrudgeReport.com linked to this story last night. It's since rolled off both sites. We need to get it posted back at Infowars.com, but it's in the top story archive. The link's up there at the top of the site. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida. Wait till you hear this. They tried to imply he was going to blow up Romney. Just any way to dominate and exercise power by the, quote, security services, the absolute road to ruination and third worldom. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. RNC protesters vastly outnumbered by police. That's thanks to the demonization and intimidation of protesters and the idea of the First Amendment. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. That's right here in Austin, Texas. They also have GPS tracker. People are revolting against becoming total prisoners. Also, would you pay to use Facebook to help investors recover their losses? That's the new idea. And, of course, the top Facebook people are all incrementally dumping their stock as fast as they can without plunging it down to zero. It's already down by, what, 55%. Also, video shows cop kicking defenseless man in the throat. I've got three videos like this today. And again, we're not just here to bash police all day because that feeds into the psyop of them then going into their own gang culture. Just attacking them feeds into the globalist plan. But they're trying to train police over and over and over and over again. They're trying as best they can that it's macho and cool to slap people around. That's why I saw some police patrolling a water hole yesterday. I don't mean a bar, a spring I was swimming at yesterday evening. And I just said, hey, are you guys looking for donuts? Just because it's important to have the police understand that there's a First Amendment and we're going to talk to them, because they were walking around staring at people and people were scared of them. And I just thought it was important to, you know, let them know that some people will speak to them. I see police in restaurants I'll walk over. Routinely, I see them in grocery stores I'll walk over. I see them everywhere I go over, because it's important. I mean, sometimes I say friendly things. Sometimes I say silly things. I ask them, hey, you've been taking all your vaccines, drinking your fluoride? And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? You trust the government, don't you? It's bad to not trust the government, isn't it, right? Big government's a good thing, right? No, I don't think that's why I have my rifle. At home, and like, oh, okay. You know, again, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. We got a lot of news. I mean, a lot of news that I'm going to attempt to scan over, just kind of hit on when we get back. And then we will take some of your phone calls here for first time callers. I'll get the number out when we come back 2 times a week. I like to open the phones up to first time callers. I'll give you a chance to sit on hold while I rattle on. I'm joking. Really not joking. I'm making fun of myself and my proclivity to run at the mouth, which is actually why I have a radio show. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, the tip of the spear in the information war. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are here Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We have a big broadcast lined up today. We will be talking to an infiltrator of the Weather Underground, Obama's mentors, who plan to implode the economy, take over, and put 50 million of us in slave labor camps and kill 25 million of us. Now that that is in official Army training manuals, that mention re-education centers, how to process us via our Social Security numbers, how to arrest us because we're politically active. We're going to be going over the subcodes and subsections of that today with Larry Graffwald coming up to understand how tyranny creeps up on you and then explodes. And again, we're going to talk to folks from the RNC who've witnessed the TSA on the roads, the buses, harassing journalists, just the hell force that is being released. TSA harasses Ron Paul and his wife in Florida, said that they thought he may be a danger to Mitt Romney, who wasn't even there at the private airport getting on a private chartered jet with his political entourage. They wanted to grope Mrs. Paul and wanted to check for bombs. They said, we think you might have bombs, and the Drudge Report picked up on that story last night, but it came out after we were on the air, so I'm going to be going back over that today. and it integrates with another report from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. So we have those journalists coming on for about 30 minutes in the third hour today. It is a free-for-all in the first hour. I'm going to just hit some of the headlines that we'll go over more throughout the broadcast. But first-time callers, whatever issue you want to discuss, all the mainstream news discussing economic collapse, Iran war, al-Qaeda being funded to go into Syria, new fake Navy SEAL books written via pen names to prop up the official fable that bin Laden was killed. They keep changing the story over and over again. It's a complete lie. We're going to talk about all of this today. And at the bottom of the hour, remind me, guys, to show this and talk about this on air. We have a new candidate for slimy politician. Now, the guy lives in India, but he's such a ridiculous, in-your-face deceiver that he would make a great globalist frontman. So we're going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. And my mind wanders, so it's up to you guys out there, please, to remind me. Okay, let me just run down. Wow, I mean, I can't even figure out what is the top story. It's my problem. Here, let's just start here with a Mark Slavo report from the shtfplan.com up at Infowars.com. Just in case, state of Alaska to stockpile mass amounts of food and supplies in giant warehouses. Well, all the states are doing that. They're just not telling the public about it. They've built giant warehouses for economic collapse or for disasters. We're going to be getting into that report. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more later. Video shows cop kicking defenseless man in the throat. The guy's done nothing. They pepper spray him, so get on the ground. And then the guy's coughing a little bit on the ground, so he kicks him in the throat. And there's footage of the police pull a woman over with a cell phone she's on, her cell phone, and driving in California, body slam her repeatedly, beat her up, and then lie on the report about it, but the Taco Bell caught it on tape. Again, it's this lying incessantly that is the big problem, and it threatens to completely undermine the entire culture and, you know, trust in the system. And I think trust in the system should be undermined because it's lost our trust and can't be trusted anymore. But if the system doesn't get corrected and fixed and just sits there discredited, it's even worse. So we're going to be going over some of those reports. Also, the two Americans shot in Mexico last week were CIA operatives, Business Insider, and that's being reported by other news outlets as well. The Mexican government, who's as corrupt as the day is long, has pointed out correctly, though, that the drug war is to keep drug prices up and that the CIA is controlling key drug cartels and allowing them to ship in drugs while trying to knock out the other cartels, and that's what this six-year war has been about. We told you before the war started with our sources like Sully Castile and others here on air, former DEA. And that's what's happening. And as the drug cartels start to fight back, they're going to start, in fact, they're already evidence shows killing people here. So the problem is for the CIA is that the Mexicans aren't afraid. And if they want, you want to start killing, they'll start killing right back. And it's pouring over, and it's pouring over into our country, and it's ruined Mexico. Mexico was already in bad shape, but it's really bad now. I've got family that loves to travel down there, won't go down there anymore. I won't go down there. You can get kidnapped anywhere. Don't believe them when they tell you it's safe in some of the resorts. Nowhere is safe in Mexico. Nowhere. Nowhere. And this is what America is going to turn into. This is what the drug war does. The British took down China by shipping drugs in, and China was dumb enough to make drugs illegal. They used that to jack up prices, corrupt the police city by city. They finally took over and broke the country in 9 parts and then 14 parts. And there was different sectors run by the French, the Dutch, the British, the Americans. I mean, the Russians, everybody had a piece of it, the Japanese. And it just became an I mean, that's what happened. And they have a strategy to bring down a country with drugs. They have the troops growing the opium over in Afghanistan publicly. I mean, it's a total joke. On Friday, the Americans and Mexican Navy captain were riding on a dirt road. This is last Friday, about 35 miles south of Mexico City, an armored Toyota Land Cruiser on diplomatic plates. And they use diplomatic plates to run not just drugs, but little kids. Mexican federal police approached on trucks with mounted guns and opened fire when the black SUV attempted to evade them and return to the main highway connecting Mexico City to Cuernavaca. Subsequently, three other vehicles carrying federal police joined the chase and fired on the black SUV. And it's now being reported that they were CIA. You can go read that. Go read that full report. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, what does CIA stand for? Cocaine Importation Agency. And it's all glamorous in the movies and all this. Most of the CIA is just spying on people and getting intelligence to feed to the foreign banks that run this country. It's a takeover arm for the Royal Institute of International Affairs. OSS, Pratt House, CFR are arms of that, and it was set up in the late 40s by Skull and Bones and British intelligence operatives to bring down the country. And it's done it. It's done an excellent job. They hired the modern feminist. That's been declassified. Gloria Steinem. The goal is destroy the family, destroy private property, destroy everything. Wrapped in the American flag, though. And you've got useful idiots in the CIA that go out and kill people and do all this stuff, thinking that they're fighting for liberty and freedom. Kind of like they got globalist run CIA, MI6, Mossad run Al-Qaeda, who come from dirt villages, you know, no education, and believe they're fighting for Allah. Don't even know they're actually working for the globalists to destabilize things and have a pretext to take over our free societies. That's how it works. Let's continue here with some more of the news on that front. Some good news. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. They also have Department of Defense cameras that scan them while they eat lunch, behaviorally track everything they're doing in the bathrooms, in the classrooms. Again, just building psych warfare databases on everyone for the giant NSA centers they're building all over the country. Building a big one, by the way. It's almost done in San Antonio, a gigantic one to track everybody in real time in the world in Utah. I mean, it is a technological takeover. It's the rise of the machines under the technocrat control for the kill grid to be put in place. Texas students revolt against mandatory RFID tracking chips. Spy tags track kids even after they leave school. Now, just as it's been admitted, the little tracker chips to use toll roads track you everywhere you go as well, along with face scanning and license plate reading. And now students and parents at two San Antonio schools are in revolt over a program that forces kids to wear RFID tracking name tags, which are used to pinpoint their location on campus as well as outside the prison premises. And that's what this is a prison. And it goes over their revolt. Here's another one out of Texas, also Louisiana, WTVA. Students required to wear IDs or face fines to go to the prisoner slave training system of Northeast Mississippi College. They also force inoculations on everyone outside of law, lying, saying there's no waiver to go to the public schools and the colleges so they can soft kill you there. Bill Gates is now pushing a new program to make everyone take vaccines. They're already shooting kids up without parental consent nationwide. It's a felony, but they do it. This is a criminal eugenics forced operation. But we battled back in the 30s and 40s when they had 35 states in the U.S. sterilizing people for making B-minuses. So we can battle back against them now, but they always just try to enforce it. That's why they've told the police be brutal, be hateful, body slam women, taser people, kill people, be as brutal as you can, drive them into submission. They are the enemy. You protect them by maintaining order. No, you induct everyone into the kill grid. Continuing, drug companies run out of weapons against the very same superbugs they help create. Nearly all antibiotics are now obsolete. It doesn't matter. I know people that take their children to go to the doctor. They don't even do a swab. You know, I go to a local, I'm sick every couple of years or have, you know, an infection where I cut my leg on the Supreme Court building when a cop jumped out and I turned around and bumped into the side and my leg got infected because the column cut through my jeans into my leg. The point is, the demonic building bit me. I go to a place where, you know, they do swabs before you're given, you know, an antiviral or an antibacterial. And yeah, they have to check it. You have to wait hours. You have to. But no, that's what a real medical facility does. I'm not going to say what little clinic I go to. But the point is that's where my family goes. All these other places, they just go, oh, here, you're sick, take antibiotics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Will die for the system. And that's really the message I've got to get out to people. We are living on a prison planet to a great extent. You've got the tyrannical rail running that's growing stronger and bigger. You've got liberties, freedoms, basic hard-won rights hard-fought rights that are still there to a certain extent, but under assault. And so freedom is dissolving and crumbling as tyranny is rising. But as freedom begins to really implode, even the thickest skulled people begin to wake up. Yesterday, I occasionally with my children in the evening, go and take them to a big public natural spring pool here in Austin. And this lifeguard goes, "Oh, Alex Jones. Yeah, I visit your website, Infowars.com. I rarely run into people that disagree with me and actually will come over and do it." And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Yeah, I used to, when I went to college, used to use your website as an example in my philosophy class and in speech for logical fallacies." And I went, "Oh, you're going to use Greek philosophy on me, huh? Of logic and everything." I go, "You really think you're doing that?" I said, I said, "Hey, how's that college degree going for you?" Because I talked to him. He's been out of college. I found out he's been out of college 5 years. He's lifeguarding. Hey, I'm not saying that's a bad job, you know, $10 an hour or whatever it is. But the point is that I was telling you a decade ago that college was a giant bubble and that most people would never be able to pay off their loans and they would then criminalize not paying them. But all this is flashing through my mind. And I was like, so I was wrong that a world government was being formed run by megabanks that would use derivatives to collapse us 14 years ago. And literally, the guy was up on his perch power tripping. And I said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "I've never seen police at this pool in all my years. Now I see police here because I just seen police walking around staring at people and I'd said something to them. I mean, they look like gang members, the way they walk, the way they act. It was, I mean, if I saw guys in plain clothes walking like that, I'd say, honey, you know, lock the door. If I was in a parking lot, lock the door. I mean, these guys look like gang members, young rookie cops. Their posture, all of it was very upsetting. My dogs would have growled at them, you know, that type of deal. And you know, because my dogs only growl at bad men. I'm not saying all police are bad men. You can pretty much look at somebody generally if you've got discernment. And there's these young gang member types. They're probably in a gang 5 years ago. Cops left there about 23. They were, you know, shuffling around, staring at people, getting off on the fear. And the guy said, "I feel good they're here." And I go, "Oh, really? You ever need them?" And then some old man runs over. "How long have you been coming to this pool?" Because I mean, I wasn't even talking loud. I'm like, "Oh, I'm not supposed to talk in America." And so I said, "I've been coming here since I was born." And the guy just kind of, oh, "Water's very clear today. Why do you think it's so clear?" I go, "I don't know. I'm not a hydrologist." But probably because it hadn't been raining in a while. And I don't even know why I get off into these stories. It's just that, look, trusting the system blindly is going to get everybody hurt real bad. And I don't know how else to explain this to you. And they've got all these petty nobodies as bureaucrats and as code enforcers and as bad cops and others out there that are setting up the classical tyranny that our forebears in history and common sense warned us about. Snitches, surveillance, warrantless stuff, abuse, all of it. And yeah, the society's rotting as well. The public is degenerating. The public is bubbling with scum. I mean, I'm not just here pointing my finger at the police. A lot of police are really good men and women, and it depends on the departments. And, you know, Austin's one of the better ones. I'm not here riding that, you know, just going after it. It's just that you see people that look like gang members and look like scum and act like scum, and it's upsetting to see them in uniforms, to see cops creeping around. Like, if I saw people like that in plain clothes in my alleyway, I would, you know, I would be concerned. I'd start watching them real carefully. The body language. Somebody's sneaking around. And I look, like I said, I'd go to your calls. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news, and I'm just having flashbacks to that last night. That we've been right about almost everything we've talked about. I wish we weren't. And more people are waking up, but still others are running deeper into denial. Deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And time's running out, folks. Time's running out. We better turn this around and reject all this tyranny now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. TestoCharge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get TestoCharge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., back weeknight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Find out more at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, look, I want to take some of your phone calls. I always say I'm going to take them, and I start ranting and going off rabbit trails. First-time callers, boom, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I didn't give the number out earlier. Why are the phone lines loaded? Whatever, we'll see what happens. First-time callers that all have the number memorized. We'll get to everybody here in just a moment. That means 20 minutes. And then I'll take calls for that little five-minute segment. I'm joking. Probably not joking if I don't get control of myself right now. Let me just mention some of the other stuff coming up. Mayor dead after apparent donkey attack. And, of course, that is in Hollywood Park, Texas. His donkey, 500 pounds, reportedly killed him. Yeah, a big white-tailed buck can kill you. They kill quite a few people. The answer is ban donkeys. Somebody got hurt by one. All donkeys are guilty. I mean, they say because some veterans, very rarely, go postal, that all veterans should have their Second Amendment taken. Well, hey, by that logic, ban donkeys. Somebody stab somebody, ban knives. Somebody use a Louisville slugger. Hey, cops in New York shot nine people, freaking out, trying to shoot one guy who didn't even have his gun out. So I say ban police. Of course, not being serious, but I'm illustrating this. I saw earlier in the week where a fella dressed up in a Bigfoot outfit and ran out in front of the cars to create a Bigfoot sighting. Well, the answer is obvious. Ban all cars and ban Bigfoot outfits. I mean, no. We need TSA every 100 yards in the forest on the side of highways to make sure somebody doesn't run out in front of a car. I mean, now they got TSA on the highways running random checkpoints. I mean, Al-Qaeda might be coming up the road. I mean, we got to have them everywhere. I mean, come on. A South Texas mayor has been found dead after apparently being attacked by a 500-pound donkey. Yeah, 100-pound donkey's meaner than a box of rattlesnakes. That is, they don't like you. They're sweet as pie. They know you. I love donkeys. Continuing, the county sheriff office said Wednesday that the death of the Hollywood Park mayor, William Bill Bokel, appears to be an accident. And it appears that the donkey killed him. He loved his animals, but the donkey killed him. Well, there you go. All donkeys are guilty. All donkeys are evil. All donkeys are bad. We have to get rid of them. Or have TSA at your farm. Because, I mean, a cow might kill you. Cows kill people. Bulls kill people. Donkeys. Farm equipment. Ban it. In fact, ban humans driving cars because computers can drive them better. Oh, guess what? They said last week they're looking at that. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, these Google cars are your enemy. Not because technology isn't neutral, but because it's all being designed to replace you, to control you. It's an incremental new type of military takeover. It's systematic. We're being interwoven with surveillance tech grids of control. So that's just some of it. But, I mean, there's Texas school kids are revolting about having to wear RFID tags and being watched at home by the AI computers over their laptops. And, you know, how dare them? They're an extremist. The government's just trying to keep them safe, just like all the people they've killed in chemical, biological, and radiological tests, shooting little children up with vaccines filled with measles, mumps, and rubella pathogens. So they could sell more vaccine. I mean, these are good people, and we shouldn't be talking bad about them. You know, I said I would do this now, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. Drum roll, please. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, this has more of an effect, but I have some of the color images here. Wide shot, please. Ladies and gentlemen, right here. Hitler clothing store stirs anger in India. The owner of the new men's clothing store, Hitler, is in Islamabad, India, is willing to change its name if he would be compensated over the branding expenses. Members of the city's tiny Jewish community condemned the store's name, and the Israeli diplomat said the embassy would raise the matter in the strongest possible way. This gentleman goes on to say he didn't know who Hitler was. This is a quote here out of the Huffington Post. The proprietor, Rashish Shah, told the Times of India that he had no idea the moniker would be controversial. This guy's got to become an American politician. I mean, what a fear bowl. I didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. Hitler was a nickname given to my business partner, Manish Chandi's grandfather, because of his strict nature. Now, folks, if you believe that, please show the viewers over here. Yeah, back that out. His business card says Hitler, and the I in the dot on the I is a swastika rotating in the Nazi direction, and it's also red over here on the store. He doesn't know who Hitler is. He just got a store with a swastika above it on top of it. Listen, here's the deal. I'm all for this guy's First Amendment. But let me tell you something. When I see shops called Mao's in Denver, in London, and they've got one with Mao Zedong here in Austin, I'm going to do a report on that. They got two different bars with hammers and sickles. You know something? I'm going to go out front those bars with swastika and a hammer and sickle. The hammer and sickle killed about 60 million people. Under Mao, it killed 60-plus million. So it's over 120 million conservatively, counting the Soviets and everything, and then them. So I'm offended by that. Why is no one offended? I'm offended by the swastika, too. Plus, I'd be scared to have a business with that on it. I mean, it's kind of a bad idea. But this guy certainly gets the Baloney Pusher Award. We call it something else down here in Texas, but let me tell you, that isn't even BS. That is horse manure if I have ever seen it or heard it. But, hey, you know what? It'll probably work on zombies. Hey, don't be a conspiracy theorist. You know, use logic. He says he didn't know who Hitler is. And don't use your common sense. That's supposedly logic now with all these educated idiots that can't tie their shoelaces or get a job. Is those of us that have smarts, have street smarts, business smarts, life smarts, all these idiots, too, that serve the system, most of them can't get a date. So their friend is the television set because you don't live in the real world. Let me tell you, men out there that serve the system, you know what women are looking for? They're looking for leaders. They're looking for guys that know what's going on. They're looking for forceful, informative people that have got something on the ball, and women's intuition knows right away. Same thing for women. You're looking for guys, stop acting so insecure. And again, I'm just digressing off on how we've been turned into these cowardly jellyfishes, and I've had enough of it. By the way, we have another article going up on InfoWars.com in minutes, and I'll tell you about that before we go to our guest at the start of the next hour. Amazing billboards are getting put up all over the country by our listeners, and it's really having a big effect to fight the globalists. And I have just seen one from Florida that absolutely is how it's done. But enough from me. That's not even the tip of the iceberg, folks, of the news here. I've got so much we're going to be covering. Ron Paul being harassed. They tried to imply he was going to blow up Romney. I mean, this is amazing. But Kurt's article isn't even hardcore enough. I mean, it's a great article he wrote. It was up at drudgereport.com last night, and this morning it's gone now. I'm going to get it reposted in the tiles so everybody can see it. We're going to get to that. But first, Chad in New York, thank you for holding. Good to have you here on air. Hey, do you believe this guy in India? He has a store called Hitler, and it's got a red swastika on it. He said he never heard of Hitler, and the store has nothing to do with Hitler. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Do you not believe him?
I guess you could call me conspiracy theorist because, I don't believe that TSA has ever caught anybody in Al-Qaeda. But, that's just me. I don't see why.
Well, I mean, if they want to catch Al-Qaeda, then they need to go over to NATO headquarters where they're arming them and training them and go to Turkey where U.S. Marines are training them and helicoptering them into the border region.
Hey, I mean, who knows? They might be in my pants, Alex. You never know.
Are you sure? You know what? Are you sure? Like, if people out there that use Preparation H, that may not be a hemorrhoid. That may be Al-Qaeda.
Hey, you never know, man.
Maybe that's Bin Laden. I mean, they said they threw him in the ocean. How do they didn't throw him in your...
I'm sorry.
I tell you, this morning I went to the bathroom. It kind of looked like Bin Laden. All right. I'm going to stop the comedy. See, folks, that's why... Well, maybe I'm not that funny, but as Kevin Booth, who was Bill Hicks' producer, says I was funnier than Bill Hicks. By the way, I don't agree with him, but that's why Kevin says that. He knows what I'm like behind the scenes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to thank you for one thing, Mr. Alex Jones. Thank you for waking me up, you and Mr. Ventura, 2 years ago. I really appreciate it. Your conspiracy theory show really woke me up, especially the one about the FEMA camps. That really woke me up. And I tell you, it was powerful stuff. I wish they'd let the third season come out, but, unfortunately...
Well, here's the deal. I'm not allowed to tell you what went on, but it's like something out of a Men in Black movie. I mean, there were Men in Black. The whole deal happened, and True TV was going to back Ventura, but they just got threatened. I mean, the head of True TV did have a lot of courage to put that on air, but it got top ratings. It was too successful. So the third season that I went out and consulted on and helped and worked on and shot and got groped by TSA to be able to do, I don't think it's going to air.
I don't think it is either, sir. But the question I had, there's a question and a comment I wanted to make. The question I had is, do you think that the Brandon Robb case, with all the other cases that have been going on that you were talking about last week and this week, do you think that that's the beta test rollout for the re-education camps? And
absolutely. No. Listen, Listen, I believe he believes what he's saying, and he's a very intelligent, well-spoken person. But Steve sees all this massing, and so he's like, it's happening, it's happening. They don't want to move this thing fast. They want to just keep moving it slow. They're already shooting kids up, again, from Alabama to California. 3 or 4 years ago, we get reports they were shooting kids up without parental consent when they would have convulsions in Alabama and California, in Michigan, in Massachusetts. Now, those states are just shooting the kids up without asking the parents. Folks, that's so illegal. But they just do it, and the cops won't enforce the law. They won't enforce the law on Fast and Furious. And, yeah, they're grabbing veterans everywhere for cleaning guns on their back porch, for putting their deer rifle in their car. Every deer season, I see articles everywhere, even in Texas, where I've seen stories where the police get called on a cop who's off-duty going deer hunting. I mean, you cannot dress up in camo and have a gun in this country without people freaking out. Look, when I was a kid, everybody had guns in their truck windows. And I think we should start doing that again. In fact, I'm going to put a gun rack in my car, in my truck, and I'm going to start driving around with a gun. And I'm going to drive around with a semi-auto 50 cal, see how folks like it. Of course, the only problem is people will break in your car and steal them. But I might just do it, you know, with cameras in my car, just waiting for the police to pull me over. Because they hate us exercising our rights. Not the average cop, but those that control them do. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to make one quick comment. It isn't just happening with him. It's happening with me because I've had a lot. I've linked to your articles on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and I repost them on my Facebook, and I make comments about it. And I've had at least 5 or 6 Facebook postings where they haven't gone through, and, you know, it's just, I really...
Oh, no, we're getting censorship everywhere now. They're trying to kick us off YouTube right now and battling them behind the scenes. I mean, look, they don't want this message getting out because it's the truth, and I appreciate your call. Great points. I mean, we're in trouble, Chad, and they are setting up the paradigm to disappear people. No judge, no jury. Brandon Robb has come out now. We talked to him yesterday. Talked to his family, and he's intimidated to come on the show. I mean, I understand that a lot of people don't want to go on air. That's why I did a tape with the lawyer, but he may come on sometime. But it's happening to a bunch of people, talk show hosts, you name it. We now know why they grabbed him. It was the Illuminati card game. They were looking at cards where it shows the towers getting hit, the Pentagon getting hit, and were trying to imply he was going to do something because they were talking about the government doing it. So that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the fact that we know about false flag terror like Fast and Furious, 9/11, Oklahoma City. They hate that because they want to blow stuff up and pose as our saviors and take over with the security state, with the nanny state, which history shows is the biggest threat. Tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. That's why we obsess over the military and the police, because this country, to a great extent, will rise or fall on you being informed. And on the citizens informing you, because the globalists want a civil war. They want us to kill each other. And I do not have any, you know, delusions of grandeur about some armed conflict with criminal elements of the government and their mind control bots that are following a false paradigm script, who are basically androids. I mean, the average brainwashed cop or military that will do this, most of them won't, because I've talked to them ad nauseum, is really believes they're fighting bad guys. And the war is for their mind. That's where the war is. The war, it doesn't matter. The society is so evil is why it's hard to turn this around. We are gone from a nation of men to a nation of so-called men, hype-driven blobs, myself included. I mean, we're lazy. Look, liberty gave us plenty, and then we became decadent. And now evil came in. I mean, it's a cycle. And if we could just learn from history, we don't have to go through this. Steve in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. Nice talking to you.
I've been talking to you.
A long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I just wanted to make everybody aware that they, on September the 6th, our esteemed city council has seen fit, in spite of the fact that it's been already voted down by the populace in Oregon. They've seen fit to propose Florida. You got it. Yeah, you're already aware of it then.
No, tell us about it. No. The states voted it down. The cities have voted it down. But they love you so much, they want to put something special in there. They want to help you learn to not be so upset. Everything will be okay very soon, Steve. Just drink it. Drink it. They love you. Really, they do. They love you.
Yeah, the two scumbags that are that are responsible for this loving gesture is our county commissioners, Randy Leonard and Nick Fish. And they're going to have a hearing on it at our courthouse. Not the courthouse, but the city hall, the council chambers on September the 6th. And they're going to bring it to a council vote without any input from us, the populace, who it'll be directly affecting. They, without having any input from us, they're just going to mandate it in, I think. You know, and I do not want to be poisoned. I'm one of those
four. Well, let me tell you something. I have real feelings of anger towards these government officials, authorities, towards us, the little scum civilians, you know, that term they use in their takeover, that they laugh at us when we have New York Times, Associated Press, Harvard studies of cancer, brain damage. I mean, look what it's doing to us, and they laugh. I'm telling you, sue them personally for falsely medicating you without your consent. That'll get their attention. Sue them!
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Expect any big giant takeover to happen overnight. It's just going to be incrementally federalizing things, globalizing things. getting rid of our sovereignty, telling our military they're under NATO and UN control. This is how the global government's taking over until they launch giant stage terror attacks or allow groups to attack. And then say, oh, we're not fighting Al-Qaeda. It's for conservatives, libertarians, Christians. They're the terrorists. And that's why we're seeing all this hype now about a staged terror attack. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment. In the next segment, then Larry Grafwald will be joining us to break this down and more. All over the country, this is a phenomenon that is taking place, and it's very, very exciting. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see some of the billboards. It's the top story there on the site, and you need to hit refresh if your site hasn't loaded it yet, because Kurt posted it about 10 minutes ago. One trick to find it in features is to put a question mark in front of the Infowars.com, and it will go up, but it doesn't look like it's going up yet on my site either, so I'll just show people photos here on air. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, it says, is Obama our dictator? The Patriot Act, NDAA, Second Amendment, Stop the New World Order, Hear the Truth, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. And this is a great example of the type of billboard. There's a lot of people, you can put up billboards on big highways for a couple $1,000s, in some cases even cheaper if they're simple like this. And this is the way to do it. Paid for by MK Ultra victim Ken Rhodes and Gary Gaines, and millions more. And people are just fighting back everywhere. So good job. That's how you get the word out. And that's at Highway 441 in Ocala, Florida, put up by Ken Rhodes. So good job to the folks that did that. And I see these every week coming across my desk. People are stepping up and getting people out of the trance they're in. You've got to get out of your learned helplessness, out of your comfort zone, out of this mass Stockholm syndrome, out of this normalcy bias. What's happening is classical tyranny. And it's a lot bigger than just Obama. The type of authoritarian scum that is in government everywhere now thinks that we belong to them. And there's some good people in government, but less and less, especially up high. And a lot of the big corporate interests, their monopoly interests, they want to work with authoritarians, mainly communists and socialists. As Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown, we sell the book at InfoWarsShop.com. It's 1,400 pages long. Finally back in print. Bill Clinton's mentor, sounds like some kind of science fiction planet where it's a police state, mentor. And he said, oh, we fund communists and fascists. We want to get rid of freedom in America. We want to control both parties where we have a controlled conservative opposition so people have nowhere to run. So the globalists are the enemies of conservatives. You know, I say get outside the left-right paradigm. The fake left-right controlled left-right. But the globalists do see the, quote, right as their enemy. So they try to change what the right is. The right isn't about torture, illegal surveillance, secret arrest, illegal wars, and tyranny. The right, as they would call it, is more like Thomas Jefferson was, who they would call a liberal in that day. These terms can be interchanged. But what they think of as a right-winger, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-sovereignty, pro-due process, and limited government. Limited government. So if they hate conservatives, real conservatives, they really hate libertarians. We're going to go to break, come back, take a few more of your calls from Travis. And then we'll also go to Leon and others, but Bruce and Adam, others, you'll get to talk to our guest who's coming up the second hour. People ask, why are you so fired up? Why do you have so much energy? Well, I did have two delicious cups of Mexican coffee from that I get at Rudamaya, other than that, I'm fired up about freedom, ladies and gentlemen. I am fired up about not being a slave. I'm fired up about defeating tyrants.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.